Time now for your letters. We received a number about our pieces last week on the success of France's high-speed train system and the difficulties facing Amtrak in this country. Henry Ford did us no favors with the mass production of automobiles, writes Daniel Pope. I wholeheartedly support the idea of a high-speed rail system in the U.S., even if it is only on the East and West Coast corridors. I drive a lot and fly often for business. Traveling by rail would appeal if it was relatively fast and reliable. All that said, Amtrak is neither speedy nor reliable. It is a hodgepodge of rail lines strung together through happenstance and historical incidents rather than central planning. Any comparison of Amtrak to the execution of the national French high-speed rail system completely misses the crux of the financial and organizational problems facing Amtrak. However, an even larger gap in the comparison is the fact that on a square-mile-to-square-mile basis, France would fit inside the state of Texas. The United States of America is geographically many times larger than any one country in Europe. There can be no measurement of the challenge posed by a national high-speed rail system in America to the relative success of a rail system in a single European country. Janet Knaus of Charlottesville, Virginia, thinks Amtrak's problems begin in Washington. Your story missed the real reform which is needed, she writes. Our federal government needs to start viewing the entire transportation system serving our country. We need to stop looking at each mode as something separate. It isn't. We need a national rail passenger system as part of a national transportation system using many modes and providing transportation service to folks in our country. Each trip, whether by air, rail, car, bicycle, or boat, starts with walking. That's a mode, too, and we subsidize that with sidewalks. We need to look at the trips persons in this country want to take and or need to take, and then plan broad systems which offer transportation options to them. Finally, regarding our story on the return of the American Elm to Washington, D.C., Ann Lindsay of Cambridge, Massachusetts wrote, in discussing the redesign of Pennsylvania Avenue, it would have been helpful to mention the landscape architect who envisioned the return of the Elm to the nation's most prominent street. His name was Michael Van Valkenburg, and credit is due. And a note to those of you who have written and called inquiring about Leanne Hansen's absence from the program. She is fine, but has taken some personal time following the death of her mother. Leanne plans to return to the show in mid-April, and she sends her thanks to everyone for their expressions of sympathy and support. Write to us. Our email address is wesun@npr.org. And please tell us where you live and how to pronounce your name.